Kamağıdım bakimden dedi cinsa vanda çın bayanda bandırır. Kaca vardı yavru vardı bağlandır orta vanda varıcı bacı benim. Ki oğum diye kal boyu kaladan benim diye kalmadan yetim din diye var ya vardı yavru vardı. Güle gülü çiğdi o ayalamadım batım din dedi cinsa vanda çın bayanda bandırır. Kaca vardı yavru vardı bağlandır orta vanda varıcı bacı benim.
Yeah. After Hatsuta, before the land was doing that. Is there? This was recited, even though that's not common to recite during teaching that part of the section, but Jyoji Gitsenshin Rinpoche, when Rinpoche came to land the Mission Buddha in California, Rinpoche edited this. And so, what I thought is I think it becomes puja for the center, whatever the obstacle that center has. So by reciting that, it was very powerful. So, by expressing the truth that we have just now meditated on the emptiness, the extremely powerful, the reflecting meaning of the present parameter, the heart of the 84,000 teachings of Buddha, the very heart of Dhamma, the 84,000 teachings of Buddha. So, present part of that, Buddha's way, this is the Buddha's way of method, way of liberating us sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering, from this very difficult, unbearable suffering of samsara, and of course, the delusion karma. So, this is the Buddha's method that he himself. And liberated from the oceans of some sort of suffering and cause, basically actualizing the present parameter. the meanings, by learning the words, extract meaning, he actually saw himself did actually build an ancient monument. But the wisdom and understanding, the understanding, the teaching of emptiness, the professional wisdom. wisdom realizing emptiness, they didn't have to see. not realizing things which exist, that they're not existing, not like that. There's no way to do things which exist, there's no way you can discover it doesn't exist. Something which doesn't exist, but you discover it exists, is not, that's not possible, impossible thing. But things which exist, but you realize it's empty, as it is empty, and exists in mere name, meaning with your mind, dependent on rational. So unidirectional, dependent on unidirectional emptiness and dependent on rational. So, so the Buddha has realized, so the wisdom, so realizing this, he liberated himself from, see, from the oceans of samsara, suffering, cause, delusion, karma. So this is the way how liberated us in this, from this, the oceans of samsara, suffering, and the cause, delusion, karma. So that, so one can include, you know, any problem that is so unbearable for you, anything that is any problem that is so unbearable for in one's life, so including that, the one that you see very clearly, the one that you feel very clearly, including that, and the whole entire suffering of samsara, to be free, yourself to be free forever from all those sufferings, and include the cause, the delusion and karma. So, including the imprint, the trace of delusion, you see, targeted to remove, so the so nothing, no such, not even such imprint left, nothing left. So, fully awakened mind or fully enlightened mind. So therefore it's so powerful. Using that truth, you know, reciting the words, maintaining the meaning of that, you know, how it is benefit, how it, you know, the Indra, the Deva Dhiram, you see, I think it's one day danger, you know, to lose fighting with the war with the Asuras, you see. such like this. So, remembering the disciple words, remembering meaning, meaning on this professional wisdom, you see, then, you know, the obstacles are removed. So, then, using that as an example, and also oneself and all the people. So what is a family member, what is a medicine, what is a medicine center, organization, you see. So the whole, as a, and the whole, and then also including the teachers, you see, so the, so the obstacle purpose, right? So it's very powerful. So Rinpoche recited, so I taught Rinpoche recited, the reason, even though it's not normally, it's not normal to recite during the teaching of that one, but I may recite during puja, you see. When you're obstacle yourself, or when you're help to somebody to pursue obstacles, but so the visitors at the time, and so that's particularly, you know, as a puja of the center. So I think they're very good to decide this after hospital before the life is taken. It's very good. Normally when you do puja of the center or family or whatever, just very good to decide this one at the end of the hospital. That's very good, even for your own practices. Very powerful. Then shortly, the respiratory question prayer for the Islam. So first, Republika Kulüsü'nün bu da sonra Nerebin'in emirci from the Lins Lamas Pürkara oladı Oftika oladı defamansı Which in fact was part of also the part of the Pondivian part of the part of the Middle Pondivian and the extensions so, and the whole part of Middle Wisdom to each of Dharma Khaya Rupa Khaya Rishi Buddha Sori Bodhi Mansur which was also so this so all those skills and then the Buddha Buddha for myself and then it should all the qualities which contain the prophecy. Then after that, then say Mangushi the material Buddha. Then you pick up the Rasal and receive all the qualities. And then after that, the Narayana Sangha, all the groups of Pandits, pick up the Rasal and the Narayana Sangha, receive all the qualities from Rasal. Then they have the Ramatisha and all the Katamba Kishis, you know, they have to pick up the two groups of Katamba Kishis. So the group of the extensive set Shumbhavas who achieved enlightenment by studying the extensive teachings of Buddha. So then there's a sort of Nangaba and Lamrupa. There is a Katamba, so not in that way, but you know, study Lamrim, the heart of the teaching of Buddha, you see, and then that way, then to achieve enlightenment. So, Shumbhava, so the Lamrimba, the group of Katamba teachers, you see. So, more condensed, you see, Lamrim, practice and that's right, PowerPoint, teaching enlightenment. So, then there's a Mahabha who the instructions, teachings received verbally from the Lama, you know, Guru, then you put it in practice and that's right, path and teaching. So, in sequence, so that's similar, it happened in the past, like this, so it's similar in the similar. So not everybody can study, not everybody can, not everybody has karma and merit, not everybody has intelligence to study extensive teachings of Buddha to achieve enlightenment. So therefore, the heart of the teachings of Buddha, the Lamrim, the stage partner, you see, the integrated, you know, all the essence, all the heart, you see. So then that one learn and one put in. Practice, you see, receive teaching, to listening to the meditation practice, that, and try to achieve part of the enlightenment, you see. So that, and then those who can't even, you know, say, I'm going to do even that. However, then the instructions, the essence of the teachings is that you receive from the Guru verbally. Then you learn that and you put in practice and extract the set, the conclusion set, try to extract path to enlightenment. So there's a, according to the level of mind, you see, intelligence, so there's a most extensive way, you know, to learn the issue of enlightenment, the lambdum, the integration, you see, the heart of them, you know, achieve enlightenment that way by practicing that. And then there's a you know, instructions from teaching from receiving Guru, you see, then you put that up in practice and achieve enlightenment, you see that. So that according to the most level of intelligence, you see, so there's not everybody has karma or merit or intelligence to learn extensively, you see, all of teachings, you see. So there's, so, so one can achieve enlightenment. You see, depending on the level, so upon the level of intelligence, you see, that's more extensive, the more integrated, the more essence, like that, you see. So similar to Tang Sutra, same, also similar to Tang Sutra, so like that, you see. So, yes, so in the past, even the Katamba teachers had the two groups like that. So, all those who achieve enlightenment by, say, in person, 아들 그 앞으로는 사사오랜드는 이제 관주에서 그 앞으로 몇 가지 최초 남았던 가방을 먹어라 이제 그 사사오세대와 집을 나면 내가 그 앞으로는 이집에 관주에서 내 메소드 밥 메소드 두지 않고 그래서 아 어, this is the short way. This is the best way. What Lama Tsongkhapa, in the beginning of the Lama Tsongkhapa, the great commentary of the state parliament, how Lama Tsongkhapa is pay homage to, so that's a very condensed short story. Only the last part. Lama Tsongkhapa, he didn't write him, so teaching him, his name was Madha, so then, that, and then he didn't write Lama Tsongkhapa, which was kind of so that.
Pandian Zabe Lama Mura Jenda Yetiwara Pandian Kadia Jimbu Agunia. Mm-hmm.
Foundation of all the qualities. Publishing of the qualities. You say
publishing
of the qualities. Publishing? I have publishing of the qualities.
The foundation of all the qualities is the time of the group. Where devotion begins is the root of the heart. Like the exchange is the mind great effort. It is that you to rely on him where it is
like
Happiness doesn't come from money. Happiness doesn't come from job. Happiness doesn't come from money. Happiness comes from the merit, good karma. So money comes from merit. Money comes from the good karma. Money comes from dharma. So, good karma, the merit, virtue, virtuous thought and virtuous action. If it's wealth, then comes from, basically comes from, you know, dharma, practicing generosity, and giving, practicing giving. Basically, that's not only the cause of money or cause of wealth or cause of happiness. That's not only, but that's the general one. But that's the there are many other causes. However, it's all good karma, it's all merit. So usually people think come from money, but they don't know where the money came from. Money came from karma. That part, that secret part. That's secret. That's the mystical. Doesn't happen mystical, but when you don't understand, it becomes mystical. when you don't understand, it becomes secret. It's not secret, but it becomes secret for those who do not understand. So in Buddhism, late karma. How did all the sufferings come from? Problems come from late karma. The impure thoughts and the non-virtual thoughts. Those disturbing thoughts, such as the ignorance and attachment, so forth. Those negative thoughts and the actions done are motivated by them, which are negative. So it's created by your own mind and. Whatever problems come from your mind. And all the happiness come from virtuous thought, virtuous actions, non-ignorance, non-anger, non-aggression, non-self-cherishing thought. So the actions must be about them, so about pure actions, those healthy actions, pure actions. So that's all come from, even the happiness all come from your mind. Even including liberation and enlightenment come from your mind. And all the problems of this life, relationship, and whatever sicknesses, cancer, and the AIDS, and whatever, all the sicknesses, everything comes from physical, mental pains, the emotional pains, disappointment, loneliness and depression, everything. Whether the depression that which has reason, that you know why it happened, or the depression that you don't know why it happened, it comes from your own mind. So the created by your own mind, the non-virtual thoughts is the result of non-virtual thoughts actions. So therefore, it's all to do with attitude. So the happiness came from the positive attitude, right? The suffering problems came from the negative attitude of life. So way of thinking, it's all to do way of thinking. So the happiness comes from the correct way of thinking. The problems of life and some sort of sufferings came from a wrong way of thinking. Your wrong way of thinking, mistaken way of thinking. So it's just simply it's like that. It's all to do. In the daily life, every hour, every minute. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second. Depending on how you think. Depending on how you think. One way of thinking, you create enlightenment with your mind. One way of thinking, you create hell. The opposite, you see. The heavy suffering. So, depending on how you think. So like that. So therefore, it's all through the karma. So therefore, because we depend on the karma, your mind. So therefore, in Buddhism, you have total freedom. You can change. You have total freedom. It's in your hand. Because it's up to your mind how you think. So so there's a freedom. You see. So said to her, so you learn Dharma, so then you need to learn Dharma. Then by learning Dharma, then gives opportunity, you have wisdom, so that you give opportunity to change your mind. You see, so even you have all these delusions, and they say 84,000 delusions like that, however, these 600 delusions, however, the 22nd delusions, however, so by learning Dharma, so then you develop Dharma wisdom. And then from that, you get freedom to be able to say to like you are the driver, or you see, like you're the driver, you see. Said he, and I said, yeah. Maybe you're the driver, your mind is the driver, I think, maybe something like that. Your mind is the driver, the pilot or the driver, you say. So I went, yes, through wisdom, by having Dharma wisdom, then you have freedom, you see, to know what, you have wisdom to understand what's the cause of suffering, from where the suffering problem comes, from which, you see, the mistaken thoughts and delusions. Then what are happiness, including enlightenment, liberation, temporary happiness, liberation, enlightenment, from your thoughts, you see, positive thoughts, you see. The correct thinking, the positive thoughts, healthy mind, you see. So then, you see, well, once you have this understanding, discovery, you see, then you have freedom, you see, to keep the mind in those positive thoughts. To develop your mind in that and do so, abandon those negative thoughts, you see, which produce a problem to you and a problem to a certain person. So, by exercising power, you can gradually remove all those things. when you say karma, you know, that you have nothing you can do, you know, nothing you can do, you can't move, you know, you can't do anything, you see. You can't purify, you see, you know, that can't change, you see. There's so many, hundreds of means to purify. It's karma. Sutra and tongue. And the sutra and tongue. There's so many hundreds of methods to purify, you see. It's karma, so therefore, so then you change, you see. So you can make, so even though there are many mistakes done in the past, even like in the past life, this life can change. Like Milarepa, killed about 36 through blind magic, because the mother wanted to revenge the auntie or uncle who got cheated him. So after father passed away, so mother wanted to revenge him, so then they advised Milarepa to go to learn blind magic, you see. So, through blind magic, killed all the human beings who are upstairs while they're having a wedding, you see, dancing, and while they're in the middle of entertainment, you see, dancing, singing, all this, you see, enjoying, you see, all this. So, killed many animals, horses, and downstairs, and, you know, all the people upstairs, the whole house comes, you see. So, but then you see, he met unmistaken guide, you see, the full qualified guide Marpa, and then he was correctly followed with thought and action, thinking that's Buddha, you see all the time, and with action during service, whatever Marpa advises to do, everything to do, everything to do exactly without any total dislike or without any total aversion or showing negative face towards the Marpa, you know, kind of that he's abusing me, or that he's, you know, not giving me teaching and only giving me work, hard work, so never showing any negative aspect, you know, bad thoughts to the Marpa. So without any slightest of the, so the so never gave teachings, initiations, even though that was the main purpose. He came to offer his body's mind to his Marpa, and then, you know, he didn't have any even food to him, asked to care to take food and for everything, that also give teachings. So anyway, so for years and years and years, and then the Marpa only gave hard works, the building dance tower and by himself alone, and then then after he completed it, then Marpa asked him to take every piece of every stone back to the same place from where he brought. And then again built, then again took the stone back to the center, and then again built. So then his back, Miller's back become very, I think the heart, backside is a cane stone, bluish, you know, the heart skin, I think. Like the animals, when they carry luggage so much, you see, how the skin become like that. So, so however, so this, but even he appeared in the teachings, even Milarepa sneaked, you see, among the students, you see, when the other students come for the teachings, he sneaked, you know. Okay, so when Marpa see Milarepa among the among the disciples, he immediately scolded. Marpa scolded, and among the people, among the public, he immediately scolded and kicked him out. So like that. So the specific treatment is specific to Milarepa. And then after some time, then after some time, Marpa is an enlightened being, Vajra or Hiruka. So his wisdom mother couldn't bear, so they pushed Marpa to teach initiations. So then Marpa accepted and gave Marpa manifest, because he's himself an enlightened being. He manifested the mandala of the deity, and then he initiated to Milarepa. So that then gave all the advice, teachings, then sent to those holy places of Hiruka to practice. So guided which place to go to actualize path. So those high mountains. So anyway, so the Lachi and so forth, those Hiruka play on the place. So so it completed part in this in that life, within a few number of years, the complete country part achieved the enlightenment. The universe that was there. So so Marpa said that His own wish is that even to give more, even to continue, even giving hardship even longer. That's his plan. If that happened, Milarepa would have enlightened even much earlier. but Marpa's wisdom mother pushed to give teaching earlier, so then that happened. But if it happened according to Marpa's wishes, you know, which is continuing to give hardship even longer, then Milarepa would have achieved enlightenment even earlier. So however, all these building towers, all this, all those are preliminary practice. So, like all those are like many hundred thousands of processions. All those are like many hundred thousands of mandala offerings. All those are many hundred thousands of bhajasapa, 34 Buddha. So all these refuge, you know, many hundred thousands of refuge, and so all these preliminary practice. So that those are the building the tower, so that all the scoldings and beatings, everything is preliminary as a practice, the purification, you know, all these physical obstacles, all the scoldings and beatings, purifying so many years of karma and defilement, so that so because I have met as a very skillful teacher, very skillful guru, so they were very wise to so then that's why Milarepa even though they killed so many human beings in early life, like majority of them, but in the later life became great holy being, became enlightened being, see, later part of the life, so that the same body, see, same body that was killing karma, the same body is becoming enlightened, so that so when I'm here, I'm explaining this, it has a different purpose, different angle, different purposes, and important point to understand. But I have one thing is the so the karma is not something. It's not something that you know, nothing you can do. It's not that this is the karma creates. No matter how heavy the karma creates, it can purify it. The mind can transform. See, so Buddhism here it shows like that the great freedom. See, because of your karma, so because of your karma, not created by outside being, God or somebody, it's your mind created. So therefore, you have total freedom. You see, it is in your hand, you know. Hell or enlightenment, liberation or samsara, or even everyday life, happiness, problem is in your hand, depends on how you think. Depends on which way you think. So you stop thinking the way which brings problems in life, you stop thinking that way, and then think it differently, think opposite, which brings only peace and happiness in the life. So, see, even daily life is like that. Moment to moment is like that. So sometimes there's situations, you see, somebody is angry to you, or, you know, do something they don't like. But then you have a choice, but to get angry. You see, whether to get angry, say something bad to the person, or perhaps the patience, but stay quiet, you know. So, the, so you see, anyway, so even day to day life, moment to moment, your happiness or problem is up to, how you think, which way, is like a it's like a driving car, see. Where the driving car is where you go, see. going to better road, much more pleasant, better, happy road, or the bad road, you see. So then you see how you make you let how you let your mind think, see, which way.
So okay.
So what I was saying before is because happiness comes from dharma, the virtue, you know, with dharma, the positive thought, positive action. So that's what dharma is. So so therefore, while in the practice, so while in the practice dharma, for your own benefit and as well as so for the benefit. Same also for other sentiments. Their happiness has come from dharma. So then you have to educate others dharma for other sentiments. other sentiments to achieve happiness. And it has come from their own dharma, their own positive thought, positive action. See. So therefore, then it depends on educating them. Mm. Therefore, teaching the Buddha existing this world, we learn, practice, and we educate others. That becomes extremely important. And therefore, the teaching of the Buddha existing this world is unbelievable. How important it is. Without that, then sentiments cannot achieve happiness. So that means, the whole beings there who say, guide, propagate, who possess the teaching, who preserve the teaching, to exist long time say, in this world, become the most important essential thing. So that. So, however, no matter how long it takes, no matter how many years and eons, lifetime or eons, it takes time, no matter how hard it is, I'm going to say, must achieve enlightenment to free the number of sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering, bring to enlightenment. Therefore, no, must achieve enlightenment. Because, yeah, when you listen to teaching, not respond to that. So, I plan to draw more of the meaning of life into the meaning of life into this more in the practice, not so much session time, more break time, how to practice, more break time from sitting meditation, how to make a life the when you're not in meditation session, sitting meditation session. how to make them, you know, dharma beneficial. that was the plan, but I think maybe I'll change. very important, but I think to be able to do some Lama Desha teaching to, you know, to see. I don't remember, I think one time I tried here, I think, I don't remember finishing up. I think maybe for some years ago. So I took over that and train tomorrow. So before that, so this is a very important practice. So yesterday, not all the benefits of circumambulation, this is the essence, what I did yesterday. So how important it is that. So like this, when you go to pilgrimage or when you, so when we see holy objects, we see, stupa statues or things like that, and there are so many things what you can do, take advantage of this, collect to make great purification and practice dense marriage. So the so also I mentioned, you see, the body, you know, the creating good karma, virtue, the circumambulation, then speech circumambulation, mind circumambulation, I mentioned that, the resistance of mantra, so reciting the praise of Buddha, or these prayers, you see, this mantras of purification, or the praise of Buddha, or this, that, you know, teaching of emptiness and Buddhism, you see, things like that. those precious texts which you recite. And so, circumambulation with speech, and then good karma, good speech. Then mind with devotional compassion, like that, say, so keeping those meditation right. And then you see, speech circumambulation, circumambulation of mind. So, like that. So this it didn't happen to go together up there, you know, to explain and do the practice together and explain, you see. So also you see, there's so many people, also not so much space also to do that, to, you know, to do good practice there, you know, explain things, you see. Very difficult to see. Also don't feel very comfortable among people doing things like that. So anyway, so it's good to also to make, while you are circumambulating, also to make offering, you know, that's very good. So I would, to make, would like to mention this. So some, you know, it's, some of you heard many times, you know, also did together, you know, so, you know, but maybe, also maybe many or some, may not also, but this is one time to explain to you, and so then once you explain it one time, then you have the knowledge, and then, you know, all your life, where you are making pilgrimage, or whenever you see holy objects, then you know what extent merit is, how you can crash. So that brings you enlightenment, you see, so extends merits, so easy to achieve, easy to achieve realization, brings to enlightenment quickly, you see, get out of samsara quickly. You have to actually part of it, of that. So while you're circumambulating, you can offer, when you see flowers, you can offer flowers, you can, you see, you know, rice, the grains, or, you know, can offer, or whatever, you see. you can, so the whole point is, every opportunity, you can collect merit in so many ways, to, you know, every opportunity there is, you take it, every opportunity there is, you take it, so, like the business person, you see, you're traveling, doing business, so every opportunity the person on the way, you know, whatever opportunity there is, always the person, business person, always look for profit, and we see benefit, the profit to ourselves, and then, you know, then buy or sell, whatever, you see. So, you know, yeah, that, you see, all the time, focus on that, you see. Whatever profit you can make anywhere in any part of the world, you see, day and night. So here, but this is for this life, you see, however, this, and that's for the, see, you know, attachment of the virtual thought, whatever, basically speaking, most people. Anyway, here, you see, they are here, you see, to achieve liberation, or to the highest, to achieve enlightenment. To be able to yourself to fully qualified to do perfect work towards the sentient beings. Yourself to be fully qualified to free the non sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment. Here, the purpose is like limitless skies. You know, while you're doing all these practices, you know, offering one life, one incense, or You know, one step, you know, even one step going around. If a movement here is for Emma, it's the total liberation, cessation of oceans of samsara suffering, you see. It's real suffering. To end, to finish, and all that, to be enlightened, and to be able to enlighten all sentences, so that, to be able to enlighten all, each and every single sentence, hell, hunger, animation, each realms, the number of beings, so to enlighten each and every single sentence, so that. So here, if a movement, what you would call this, we might even think about that. So should discover that, and should have that idea. So